From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting a U.S. warplane dropped the largest bomb in America's arsenal on an Islamic State bunker complex in the northeastern section of Afghanistan Thursday. So far, the details of damage or possible casualties from the massive blast in Nangarhar province has not been announced. A spokesman for Nangarhar's governor told VOA that local officials had not been told of the bomb plans in advance. President Donald Trump praised the military for its action.
And what I do is I authorize my military. We have the greatest military in the world, and they've done a job as usual. So we have given them total authorization, and that's what they're doing. And frankly, that's why they've been so successful lately.
On another front, President Trump sent North Korea a fresh warning Thursday not to engage in new nuclear tests, as reports increased of an imminent public gesture by Pyongyang to mark its biggest national holiday, possibly a nuclear test. Trump said North Korea is a problem, and the problem will be taken care of, his words. Mr. Trump also added that China is working very hard to defuse the international tension over North Korea, and that he is hopeful Beijing's diplomacy will be effective. An American aircraft carrier and other warships are steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force this week. Although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action if Pyongyang conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. China's foreign minister said Beijing will also find a kind of opportunity to return to talks. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. Assad told the French news agency AFP in his first interview since the chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Sheikhoun earlier this month. The incident was a fabrication, in his words, to justify a U.S. military strike. Assad added, Damascus handed over all of its chemical weapons back in 2013. Monitoring groups say Assad's forces, along with Russia, have escalated attacks on civilians and a clear challenge to the international community. Dozens of American soldiers have deployed to Mogadishu to train up and equip Somali AMISOM, that's African Union Mission in Somalia, forces fighting extremism in Somalia. The troops' arrival marks the first presence of American military forces in Somalia in more than two decades. The U.S. Africa Command spokesman told VOA Thursday the United States Africa Command will conduct various security cooperation and/or security force assistance events in Somalia in order to assist the U.S. allies and partners. Ahead of the June deadline to renew the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Darfur, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. has said her administration wants proof from Sudan's government that it is making progress toward peace and protecting civilians in the region. Analysts say while the UN mission in Darfur merits some streamlining, it still serves a purpose in that region. VOA's Jill Craig has more from Nairobi.
The U.S. has told Sudan that it would support cutting back on the joint African Union and United Nations peacekeeping mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID, provided that Khartoum can show tangible progress toward peace and protection in the region. UNAMID costs $1 billion per year. The Trump administration has expressed interest in cutting back on the U.N.'s overall peacekeeping budget. Sudan's foreign minister, Ibrahim Gondour, argues that conditions in Darfur have improved significantly from 2003, when the conflict began. Amnesty International's Sudan researcher, Ahmed El Zobir, disagrees.
The second benchmark is facilitation of humanitarian access to different parts of Darfur, especially in Jabal Marra. And this is not taking place at the moment.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The United Nations Security Council voted unanimously on Thursday to end the Haiti peacekeeping mission, or MINUSTAH, which has been accused of everything from indifference to sexual predation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.